So after an embarrassing arrest, a sham of a trial, injustice displayed throughout the process with the Jewish rulers and the Roman authorities, a horrific crucifixion where Jesus endured his tremendous pain and suffering, he came finally to the end of his life. And as he was able to muster up just enough strength to speak one last phrase, he said the words, "It is finished." And those are words that have brought a lot of comfort and encouragement to a lot of people over the years, but I can't help but to think that for those who were with Jesus at the time, who were there for the arrest and were there for the trial and were there for the crucifixion, are now hearing these words uttered from the cross, that they would have made very little sense. It is finished? What is finished? I mean, it seemed like Jesus was finished. It seemed like they were finished. I can't help but to think that what's running through their minds is like, our reputations are finished, our family legacies are finished, our careers are finished, maybe our residency in Israel is finished. Like, it is finished, like, we're finished. And, you know, the whole scene surrounding that crucifixion was just a devastating one for those followers. And Jesus spoke those words that I don't think could have been fully understood at the time by anyone who was there. But after he spoke them, his chin fell toward his chest and he died. And those next moments and days for his followers had to be absolutely treacherous. I'm thinking about what to do, thinking about where to go. I mean, we know that some of Jesus's most bold and courageous followers were denying him during that period. Denying that they were followers, denying that they were leaders. And so we know it had to be just a chaotic time and a really, really frustrating time. That 2-day window moving from Friday to Sunday where Jesus uttered those words, "It is finished," not what we would naturally think of when we hear those words. But you know what? We go through some similar seasons of life where, even though it's not the same as that 2-day period of what Jesus' followers endured, man, we go through times where we may wonder, okay, God, is it really finished? Like, are you still really in control? We go through times of suffering and hardship. We go through pain. We go through sorrow. We go through doubt. And, you know, it really is. It really is this weekend of contemplating the death, the suffering of our Savior, that helps us to understand we have a God who cares for us. We have a God who sent his Son to suffer for us, a God who sent his Son to endure in our place all that we should be enduring, but don't have to because he did. And so, yes, you know, the work of Jesus really is finished. And even though we haven't experienced yet the full revelation of his glory, we know one day we will. And so let's learn from what Jesus has done for us. And let's be encouraged, therefore, now in our suffering, in our waiting, in our times of chaos, to turn our eyes upon him, knowing that he loves us, he cares for us, he gave his life for us, and he has completed all that is required for us to be saved from our sin, to have heaven as our home, and to have Jesus himself as our brother, as well as our Savior and our Lord. And so let's turn our eyes to him this weekend, our Savior, who has given everything to us.